Tornadoes can't be prevented, but schools can be prepared. West Clark Community's Assistant Superintendent John Reed says he's glad they practiced timed drills.
Everything happened extremely fast, faster than you could possibly imagine. The tornado, it formed, it dropped, it was there, and it was in a matter of seconds, not minutes. The building was destroyed in about 20 seconds.
Bus driver training paid off, too.
We had one who took the kids, and they crawled in a crawl space of a house because it didn't have a basement. There were a lot of heroic bus drivers and teachers that day.
State Superintendent Tony Bennett says schools are trained for all kinds of emergencies at Indiana School Safety Specialists Academy.
You know, it provides an opportunity for the most up-to-date training and the opportunity for schools to share experiences, much like what happened on Friday, so that we can learn from each other and so that the right decisions can be made on behalf of the children.
Reed says he and the principal at Henryville High School have been to the academy and calls the training top-notch.
Get the actual experts who know their stuff, and they drill you. You're worn out. But I mean, you go in there at 8 o'clock and you're done at 4:30 or 5, and your head's spinning.
The district will look at what happened to see how to improve their plans from what they've learned. The advice for other schools, time drills, and add in an extra level of challenge.
The Safety Academy tells you to do this, but now having gone through this, I understand the importance of throwing in unexpected things during your drill, like, as an example, fire drill. You block a door and say, there's a fire here, you can't go out, what are you going to do now?
They're working to find an alternate school location, but it's not easy.
It's not something that you can just say, okay, we're going to move into this building and we're starting tomorrow. A lot of folks have to go through it and say, this building meets all the approval of codes.
They may have a plan in place by week's end. Schools around Indianapolis are checking their furniture inventories to see what extra items can be sent to whatever temporary facility is eventually opened to see that classes can get back to learning as soon as possible. For WFYI, I'm Joanne Clues.